Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Let's go, Rangers! Woo!
Yep, we're hockey fans now.
I got it on.
Yeah.
Huge hockey fans in the pod.
This is now a hockey pod.
Adam, would you have ever thought that James Dolan would build such an amazing team, such a special team?
Yeah, no, I'd be pretty excited if I was Knicks fans going forward.
Good to see the garden jumping. It's been a while.
I know.
This is an expensive ticket.
Oh yeah. What's the cheapest ticket to get in there? Like 300?
That I think I saw like 3 something.
Yeah.
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 Up there.
I mean, if you really think about it, you know, they were in the finals. What year was that? Was that 2013? 2014? I forget. Might have even been
around
earlier.
There.
Yeah, and then they made it to the, yeah, with Henrique, and then they made it to the Eastern Conference. They had a few years there where they were really good, where they had McDonough, who's now on Tampa. You know, one championship in, I don't know, 80 years? So...
Yeah,
they've been successful, but this decade, but not really. I don't know. I don't want to toot Dolan's horn too much there, but it's cool. It's cool. I mean, listen, I'm not gonna act like I'm, you know, the biggest hockey fan. I'm not, but it is fun. I've been watching, you know.
Oh yeah, every game.
Yeah, it's just I feel like there's so many diehard. Hockey fans out there, especially Ranger fans. So I don't like to get like too crazy because then they're like, you know, where you been, you know, that sort of thing.
No, you know, I have the opposite experience. I think hockey fans want more people to get into it and want it to be a major, you know, even I think it's one of the 4 major sports, but they want it to be even more. So all the hockey fans that I talk to are like excited that I'm like watching the games.
Yeah, well,
it's hard though because during the regular season you have basketball on and football, so I don't, you know, you really have to like only focus on hockey if you're a huge hockey fan, because no one's watching hockey like we aren't watching it over basketball. No shot.
No, definitely not. And it's fun. I mean, playoff hockey is great. You know, it's a lot of fun. You know, hockey's tough to watch. I'm not gonna lie, because you literally. Especially in the cell phone era, you can't put your head down for a second. Like when you're watching baseball or, you know, whatever, it's like, you can just go on your phone, you know, check in, golf, same thing. You know, hockey, you can't. You'll miss it.
I think they should bring back the glowing puck.
Remember that?
I was literally just about to ask that. When when was that? We were like teenagers probably, right?
It was probably 90s.
Yeah, I want to say like the 90s or late 90s.
Maybe. Late 90s, early 2000s. That's when I was into hockey. Was like post, like when the Rangers won it in 94, and then I guess like a few years after, and then slowly but surely, I you know, I don't know. It's weird though. It seemed like it went down in popularity all around, right? Because it sounds like, at least, I don't know. Adam, Juice, did you guys watch hockey at all in the 90s? I mean, I know Paul and I were into it.
No, I didn't. I didn't watch it, but I had a video game. I think it was NHL 98, and I led the NHL in scoring with Bobby Holik on the Devils.
Ah.
I remember that.
So is that your team, Adam? The Devils?
Yeah. I guess I would be a Devils fan.
Yeah, makes sense.
That's pretty on brand for me.
Yeah, I was about to say. Pretty on brand there. Yeah, I'm definitely, if I had to pick a team, I'm Rangers, but I don't hate. Like the Ranger fan is supposed to hate the Islanders. They're supposed to hate the Devils. I don't hate those teams, you know.
I mean, are the Islanders even on TV? What station are they on?
I don't know. Don't they all?
Great question.
Aren't they all on MSG now, or MSG Plus or whatever?
They. I never see the Devils or Islanders on TV ever.
I think everyone is on MSG.
Yeah, even the Sabres.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Even the Buffalo Sabres.
Buffalo too, huh?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. They somehow probably worked out a deal where all four hockey teams in the state, region, whatever, would just get on MSG. Dolan. Yeah.
Have you guys ever been to a hockey game?
Oh, yeah.
When I was young. Yeah. Haven't been in a long time, though. Yeah. I want to go so bad.
Yeah. Hockey,
that's pretty fun.
Hockey games are a lot of fun. I've been to... I've been to the Garden for Rangers game. I've been to Prudential, the Rock, for Devils games. I've been to the Brendan Byrne for Devils games back in the day. Never went to Nassau Coliseum, honestly, for Islanders, but I saw them at Barclays, and I sat on the ice. Shouts to Nicky Piz for hooking that up. Kind of overrated, though. I wasn't a fan of sitting on the glass there.
What, just too tight? You can't really see what's going on?
It's just like... Yeah, you don't get a great view, I feel like, of the whole ice, you know what I mean? Plus, like, if you put your head down, if you're not paying attention, and so they bang into the glass there, it scares the shit out of you. So you have to, you have to kind of be, like, focused a little bit. It is kind of cool, you stand up and you bang on the glass, like, when they're right there, but, like, otherwise, I'd rather be a little more elevated. But, yeah, listen, hockey's cool, you know, I'm watching, I'm rooting. Let's go Rangers. I have a good feeling. Like I really feel like they're like this. Because hockey's one of those things where like the favorite doesn't always win. It's always like the hottest team. I feel like baseball's like that too. And
You think Durant would be a good hockey player?
Oh my God. You get sliced in half.
Yeah. I bet some NBA guys like, you know.
Who would that's a great question. Which NBA player would be like the best like hockey player?
Rondo, prime Rondo.
I feel like Marcus Smart. I feel like Smart.
I was gonna say Desmond Bane.
Oh God, he'd fuck people up. He's a pretty big dude.
Imagine getting checked by that guy.
Plus, he has a hockey type name, right? Doesn't he sound like a hockey player?
Yeah, he sounds like a goon.
Yeah, like your prime defenseman. Like you gotta get through Bane. I don't know who else would be who would be a fast
Ronnie Curry. The average hockey player's height is 6'1".
Wow.
So, like, because I was going to say maybe LeBron is an athlete, but he seems too big. He's too tall. Could be a goalie, maybe.
Maybe Steph Curry, then.
They're so, like, their hand-eye coordination, though, and, like, it's unbelievable. They're really, really good athletes, the hockey guys.
Oh, no, of course. And they're tough as hell. Bobby Hull, what did he play, like, 30 years? Like, he was playing into his, like, 50s, right? Something crazy?
Yeah. These dudes used to play with no helmets on.
No helmets.
Yeah.
How fucking savage.
Who's that guy?
You?
That guy McTavish?
McTavish? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Hockey players are the most savage. You know, it's, yeah, it's cool. I wish I could be more into it, but, you know, people that are into like all four sports, main sports, plus there's golf, plus there's UFC, it's exhausting. I can't do it.
Yeah, it's too much.
Yeah.
Too much content.
Just being into like two.
It's
exhausting.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Especially when football's on, football season, because there's so much going on. So much you got to pay attention to.
And everything is such year round now with off season and trade rumors, drafts. There's no downtime anymore, really. There's always something.
Yeah. So Rangers, Bolts, and then was it Oilers?
Anyone betting? Is anyone betting?
Avalanche. No.
I didn't know nothing.
Hockey betting's got to be. Is it tough? I don't know.
Have you ever bet hockey? I don't know. I just saw the odds that the Rangers are the longest shot left at 6-1 to win it.
See, I like that because I have a good feeling about this team.
Yeah, why not?
Interesting.
Yeah, I think hockey underdogs, you have the best bang for your buck with the opportunity to
100%.
Win.
Absolutely. You know? Yep. Exactly. Do we have anything more on our hockey analysis?
That's all I got. I barely know like any players on the team, so yeah, I know a few now.
I can name like three on the Rangers: Kreider, Panarin. Is that
this
one guy?
This is the most hockey talked, right? In the last couple of years, we've been doing this. We've been doing this
ever.
For what,
ever.
Years?
Yeah,
ever
easily.
Grott, Did we mention that Grimes' brother is a hockey player?
No, we didn't. Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
What team?
I have to Google it right now because I forgot.
But
yeah, it's Quentin Grimes. He's brothers with Tyler. Oh no, what the hell's his name? I had it in a second. Shit.
Tyler Grimes.
No, I don't even. No, they have different last names. Tyler Myers.
Ah.
They're half brothers.
Got it. Okay.
It seems like it'd be an expensive sport to get into as a kid.
Well, hence why you don't see too many inner city people. Coming out and playing hockey. Yet, you know, in the inner city, there's basketball courts everywhere. Hence why.
Right.
Yeah, you know.
Makes sense.
It's not, you know, a surprise there. And
yeah,
what's that?
He's a defenseman for the Canucks. He's pretty good, actually, too.
Okay. The Vancouver Canucks?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. I was looking up Edmonton, because they're still in it, the Oilers. Edmonton's, like, way up there. It's got to be freezing cold.
Yeah.
It's up in Alberta.
Tundra.
Alberta. Yeah, it's like, damn, they have a pro sports team up there? Like, who's up there? It's pretty wild. But yeah, I guess it's them and the Avalanche and then the Rangers and Tampa Bay. Obviously, the league probably wants the Rangers and the Avalanche, two fairly big markets.
Patrick Waugh still the goalie?
Patrick Waugh, yeah. Yeah, see, we remember some names. Adam, you brought up the NHL games. I think it was like NHL 94. One of those hockey games was amazing. It was
Scott Forsberg? Peter Forsberg? Was that one of them?
I think Scott Peter Forsberg. Scott Stevens. He was a devil.
Yeah, devils.
Yeah. That guy was an enforcer.
Jeff Bookaboom.
That's a book. Yeah, yep.
How about Claude Lemieux?
Claude Lemieux. Oh
God. Yeah, yeah, he was the Jager.
Jaromir Jager. Then Mario Lemieux.
Hockey,
baby. Let's go. Just keep naming names. Jeff Van Beesbrook. Van Beesbrook. He had the bees on the helmet. I love the hockey, the goalie helmets.
Lindros. Yeah. Lindros.
Eric Lindros. Mike Richter.
Richter. We're on fire right now.
Yeah, let's keep going.
Oh, wow. Who's the red... Hasek. Dominic Hasek.
Dominic Hasek. Goalie. Okay.
He was the best goalie.
For where? For who?
He was on the Red Wings.
Okay. Oh, Red Wings. Very underrated jersey.
Yeah. I have a Red Wings shirt.
Do you really? Fire. Oh yeah, you do. That's right. Yeah, Tupac in the Red Wings jersey, spitting at the camera. I love it.
How you doing?
I've always wanted a hockey jersey. They're probably like insanely expensive though. I gotta think.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, yeah, some sick ones out
there.
Yeah,
probably a couple hundred, definitely.
Easily. I was thinking about that actually the other day because I have a bunch of like old like throwback champion NBA jerseys. Is there like a place where you can like purchase those? Because
oh yeah.
There is, right? I mean, I haven't done any research on this, but I'm like, it sucks because like now, like ever since Nike took over the naming rights for the NBA, it's like you have to buy an authentic, and that's it. There's no.
So if you go to a place called Mr. Throwback in New York City,
okay,
they have just rows and rows and rows of champion jerseys, but the good ones in good condition are like more expensive than a new authentic jersey.
What's so like for these champion ones? You're talking about they're like used.
Yeah, yeah. And if you have a good one, like a you know one that people like, you could go for $300-$400.
Holy shit, Jesus!
So me and my brother got like a Mark Price one for $90, and the only reason it was $90, it was a USA one, was because it had like a permanent gum stain on it.
What? Wow!
So they marked it down to $90. They had a penny one for like $375. I was like, I really like that, but $375 for a champion penny jersey. I was like, I don't really know.
Oh, I was hoping you were going to say like, oh yeah, there's a place called Mr. Throwback. It's in, you know, Greenpoint, Brooklyn. It's really dusty and they have like a lot of old shit and like they have these throwback jerseys.
It's really expensive.
For like $30. That sucks. Oh well.
But if you have old ones, you could also sell them there. So there's that.
Yeah. 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 But yeah, I was wondering about that. It sucks. You can't get like, because the replica jerseys used to be able to get for like $40, $50, no?
Yeah, yeah.
At like Sports Authority or whatever. So
now, if you want a new jersey, like you're in for 130 minimum.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. Yeah, it's a shame. All right, so hockey, baby. Was it 1-1 Rangers?
Yeah, 1-1
Bolts right now. Yeah. So we'll see how that goes. That's game one. But NBA Finals tomorrow. If the Celtics are the balls, what are the Warriors?
If who? Wait, what?
You've never seen that clip? The Celtics are the balls.
Oh, I've seen that, yeah.
What is that?
It's an old school clip from a fan. And I had to replay it a million times.
Wait.
So I was like, what is he saying?
He's saying Celtics are the balls or the bull? What?
The balls. Yeah.
Oh, the balls.
He's got a thick, like, Boston accent. And it's in the 80s. And he's like clearly wasted. He's like, the Celtics are the balls. It's hilarious.
Very hilarious. Yeah, Tone, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Fucking weird.
It was on like a 30 for 30 or something, you know? But yeah.
If the Celtics win the NBA championship, I'm going to light myself on fire.
I don't think I can do it.
Yeah, I mean, I think we talked about this. Like, you know, who would we want to win more, Celtics or Heat? And, you know, who do we hate more? Obviously, as Knicks fans, I think we hate the Heat more. But as a Net fan, definitely the Celtics. That will hurt. I want the Warriors just because, you know, I can't hate on them. I love Steph and whatever. Celtics, I don't hate this team, but it sucks. Like, Boston's going to win another title. Like, you know, so. Let's go around. Predictions. What say you? Who wants to go first?
Juice.
All right, I'll lead us off. I'm going to say Warriors in six.
Okay.
They will not lose a game at home. But they'll protect home court. That's possible, right? Yeah, and they lose in six.
Yeah.
Lose in six. Steph Curry will be the MVP. And after this title, I said on a scalding hot cup of Josh that Steph Curry has surpassed LeBron James on the pyramid.
Oh my.
Oh wow. My. Yeah. Let's just get into that because I'm glad you brought that up because we were texting about that and I'm with you. I'm with you. Honestly, he's got how many more years still? How old is Steph? 33?
He's 30. Yeah, 33 or 34.
So he's got what, like at least five more years?
34 years old.
34.
He just turned 34.
Age pretty well, so he could last 6, 7, 8 years possibly. But, you know, even as if he transitions into like a, you know, a stationary shooter type.
Right. So obviously, greatest shooter of all time. That's like not even debatable. Two MVPs, three chips. If he gets a fourth chip, plus, like you said, the finals MVP. Yeah, wow. Same team, right? He didn't bounce around. I definitely would put him in the top 10. I'd probably put him in the top 10 now. All the time. No? Is that taking it too far?
I mean...
Yeah, I think he's top 10 now. I think he's probably, like, if I'm starting a team, like the all-time team, I think he might be the starting point guard for the team. Yeah.
He's ahead of Magic Johnson, right?
Yeah, I think I put him ahead of Magic, especially if he gets a fourth.
Yeah, because Magic is fine.
He changed the game, literally, for decades. So
that's true, too.
Kids are, like, instead of, like, kids, like, wanting to, like, drive through the hoop and dunk, whatever, they're pulling up from 35 feet. And the kids, the range that they have in high school and college now, because of, like, him, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah, weren't they talking about like having a four point mark?
Yeah.
I mean, that would have never happened without Steph Curry. I mean, yeah, he's really like kind of like
He changed the game.
He 100% changed. So Juice, I'm with you.
I don't think I'd put him ahead of LeBron yet. If he wins a fourth, I think he could catch LeBron. I don't want to give too much weight to like four rings versus four rings. Just because two of those rings, like, that team was just so stacked.
Yeah.
But, you know, LeBron had his own version of stacked teams also. So, you know, I don't know. I'd still give LeBron the slight edge. He's got a couple more MVPs. He's a little bit closer to the, you know, all-time marks in a lot of different categories. So I think I'll give LeBron a slight edge because I think LeBron's closer like the best of all time, whereas Curry's like, you know, closer like maybe inching towards that like top eight, you know, conversation.
Yeah, I'll give you that. I'm being a little bit, you know, hyperbolic in saying that. But I think people forget also how good he was in college because his pro career was so good. But he was coming from Davidson, really tiny school, and he took his team, I think in his final year, took them to the Elite Eight, and they almost upset number one Kansas. I think they went to either one or double overtime and lost the game. He was phenomenal.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that's what Davidson.
Yeah, pretty crazy. And, you know, he got the slack, you know, oh, he's too small, not going to work. But he changed the game. I mean, it's still unbelievable watching him. You look at him, he's like this guy, he's got this baby face, you know, like he's just that good. He's just amazing. And he's so much fun to watch. Okay, so Juice, you say Warriors in six. Got it.
Yep.
Okay, Pancakes, you go next.
Warriors in five.
Whoa.
They don't lose at home. Too much firepower. They're just I can't see the Celtics scoring with them. They'll be pretty tough on them with D probably, but just too many options with the Warriors, man. They're just the machine. So I hope it's longer. I hope for a six or seven game series, but I think it gets closed out pretty quick in five.
Okay, Adam.
I'm going to go Warriors. I think it's going to go seven. I think Boston is going to be able to get a lot of stuff that they want at the rim. And I like the way they match up because of their size. I think a lot of the problems that the Nets had in the first round with Boston, I think the way the Warriors play, especially with those smaller lineups with a bunch of guards out there, I think the Warriors might have some similar problems on defense. But, I mean, obviously the Warriors are a much better defensive team than the Nets were. They have Draymond also, Wiggins. They have a bunch of guys. Otto Porter, when he comes back, it's always my guy, but you plug him in and you got a couple of guys that could really switch on Brown and Tatum, so I think they'll be able to get there. But yeah, I think it's going seven.
Okay.
That'd be great. That'd be all. Yeah, game seven NBA finals. When's the last time that happened?
Maybe the Cavs.
2016 Cavs probably. Yeah, 2016.
Yeah,
which is an instant, I mean, classic. Did they do what was the ESPN show back in the day? NBA Classics? Was that what Hardwood? What was it called?
Hardwood Classics, I think.
Is that what it was? God, I used to love that show. That was amazing, right? They always show like a Lakers Celtics or a Lakers Pistons or Celtics Pistons throwback game. It was awesome. Do they do that anymore? Maybe NBA TV
does.
I don't think so. Okay, I think NBA TV. We'll like replay games like that, but that game seven, amazing. That whole series is amazing. I mean, I think this is a really cool series. You got obviously two major markets, two major teams. San Fran is kind of like the Boston of the West Coast, you know, in a way. It's kind of cool, like that whole matchup. I'm gonna say I wish I could be, you know, different from the three of you, but I honestly was going into this thinking Warriors and six as well. I just think the Celtics, I think they're just a little too banged up. You got Time Lord, he's been in and out. Smart's been in and out. You know, I think they're just kind of like this. Horford, same thing. You know, those are your like three best defenders, right? And there's a lot to handle on the Warriors. Steph, Clay, Poole, Wiggins, you know, a lot to handle there.
Yep.
Whereas on the other side, you know, you got Wiggins who can guard Tatum, switch on Brown, Draymond, same thing. So you got two, like, pretty, like, really good defenders. And, I just think the Warriors are too much. I think it's their time. So, I'm going to say Warriors are six. So, we're all in agreement.
I think it's going to be hard to play.
Whoa.
I think it's going to be hard to play Robert Williams in this series. Like, you know, whenever you see the Warriors, whenever they play a guy like that, like Gobert or any big guy that's really more of a rim runner and not really particularly adept, like on the perimeter, they always get played off the floor. So I got a feeling you're going to see some of that.
Yep.
Yeah. Were you going to say the same thing, Paul?
Tona said you called the Warriors before. I did.
Did I say they were going to win it, though? I mean, I said Warriors, Bucks.
Yeah.
I forget who I think you did.
I picked them to win it? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, I guess I'm sticking with it. Obviously, Celtics, you know, it's been a great run. I think they're going to be good for a long time. They're just one of those teams, unfortunately. But I just don't think it happens this year. But who knows? Who knows? They've surprised before. But, yeah, they're kind of banged up. I don't think the Warriors are banged up at all, right? I think they're good to go.
Gary Payton.
Oh, yeah, God. He's even coming back.
He's coming back?
He's coming back, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So that's another defender. Yeah, they man. They got offense and defense all around. But so the Celtics. But Celtics, I don't know. It's going to be, remains to be seen.
Kuminga.
Yeah.
He's going to be a beast next year.
Imagine if Wiseman comes back. Where's Wiseman? Jesus. That guy's been out for a minute.
Can I just mention the viewing experience as a Nets fan in this finals?
Sure, go ahead.
You have the Warriors who Kevin Durant left. You have the Celtics who Kyrie Irving left. And then you have the Celtics who are basically playing with a team that the Nets old GM built off of Nets draft picks.
Oh, my God.
Between Tatum and Brown, both Nets picks. It's just a nightmare matchup for a Nets fan.
I didn't even think about all that. That's absolutely brutal, actually. Wow.
I'm looking at box scores. How underrated is Kevon Looney?
Yeah. No one talks about him.
He's big this series. He's big for them.
Grizzlies one game, he had 22 rebounds. For his Dallas, he had a 21-12 game, a 9-12 game, and a 10-18 game. I had no idea.
Yeah,
that's pretty impressive.
He grabs the boards. He can. You know, he's a good defender. He just does all the. I mean, he's been around too, right? He's been around this whole time with them. I think.
Yeah.
So, and yeah. Yeah, he's good. No one's talking about them. I'm glad you brought up Durant, Adam, because I that brings me to my next point here. If the Warriors win this, how bad does that look for him? Right? Like, see, they could still win without you. Like, they were the greatest team ever with you, but without you, they're still one of the best teams ever, maybe.
Yeah, I would say it does definitely. If you want to talk about like the Kevin Durant versus Steph Curry thing, it definitely doesn't look good for Durant if the Warriors win. But also, the Nets play a big part in this roster with the Warriors, not just the Celtics, but the Warriors, because when they signed Kevin Durant, like, they didn't have to sign and trade D'Angelo Russell. They could have just renounced Russell, and then the Warriors would have lost all that space, and they wouldn't have been able to add anybody else. Like, they were already over the cap. So because they traded Russell to the Warriors opened up $30 million asset, basically, and they were able to move off that and get Wiggins and also get Kuminga in that trade. So without the Nets' aid in sign and trade there, the Warriors might not be there. So really, the Nets really aided both of these teams into the finals.
Jesus. Even worse. You haven't been thinking about this at all, have you?
Wow. No, not at all. No. I definitely don't think it looks good for KD at all if the Warriors win.
And what's going on with, I mean, what's going on with the Nets? I mean, obviously, everything's going to heat up after these finals are over. What's going on with them? Durant, Kyrie in particular.
I think that like Mark's kind of postured a little bit because he felt like he had to with the whole Kyrie thing. But I think for both sides, I think a reunion and a long-term contract is inevitable. So I think they're just going to run it back with this team. It's going to be Kyrie, Simmons, KD, and then whatever else they could do to kind of fortify that. The rest, I think, is just kind of, you know, smoke. That's just my opinion.
Okay. So Kyrie's getting paid?
I don't know what you guys think, but... What's that?
So Kyrie's getting paid?
Yeah, I think they're going to give him the fives. And, you know, I think the hope is... I think they're trying to bluff because nobody has cap space, and they're hoping he could just opt into that last year at $38 million, so they're not locked in long term. But I think eventually it's just going to be a 5-year deal.
Yeah. Yeah. Oof. Yeah, it's gonna be interesting. It's gonna be very interesting. Anything else on the finals, guys?
That's it. I mean, I hope it's a long series. I don't want. I think it'll be a quick one, but I hope it goes seven.
Yeah.
I can't believe that the Celtics got to the finals without really having a point guard. I still can't get over that. Well,
That's I'm glad you brought that point up. And Juice, I'm sorry, were you trying to say something?
No, I was also going to say, well, the point guard thing is another point, but I think you can add that to my point. My point is, Boston. You could argue Boston had a harder road to the finals, and
yes.
they're gonna have a big home court advantage. Like when they're playing in Boston. I don't know if the Warriors have ever played anyone like the Boston Celtics home crowd. So, you know, that I think that'll push it to six, maybe seven if Tatum and Brown can go off. But yeah, back to Adam's point about the point guard.
Yeah. Well, Juice, to your point though, yeah, I mean, Warriors played a Nuggets team that missing two out of their three best players. They played a Memphis team that was missing John Morant for half the series. And the Mavericks, you know, kind of like the Luka one-man show. They missed like every three they put up, it seemed like.
And that team seemed like a Cinderella team making a run.
Correct.
Off the heels of superstar Luka and a bunch of guys that played really good defense, and then you get the occasional second or third guy that has the best game of his life.
Yeah, and you're right. Those three crowds don't compare to the Celtics. Celtics, I'd argue, have top three crowd in the league, right?
Yeah, that crowd is insane.
Yeah, I mean, top three. It's always been one of the best, hardest places to play. You know,
why I was shocked that Miami won two games there.
I know, great. And the Bucks, did they win two games there too?
I think they did.
I think so, which is shocking.
The Miami series was just so weird because the way it started, you lost Horford due to COVID. Smart was injured. And then, like, on the other side, Harrow ended up being out with a groin.
Harrow.
It was a lot of – it was a very strange – every other game was a blowout. It was very strange.
Very weird series. Yeah, absolutely. Celtics have been actually road warriors. They I think they've won nine. I heard Bill Simmons mention they've won nine road games in these playoffs, and if they win two more, they break a record or some shit. I don't know, something crazy like that. So they've been actually road warriors.
They're really resilient. I feel like whenever you think it's over for them, they always manage to bounce back like in a huge way.
They were a 500 team in late January.
Yeah,
crazy. They've just been like since late January, they've been the hottest team in the league. So. Do I want to change my finals pick? No, I don't know. I don't know if I want to go that far. But back to the point guard. There's not a pure point guard on either of these teams, which brings me to the whole Knicks debate about, you know, who should be the point guard and are they point guard hunting? Like, do we really need to go out and get a pure point guard when like the two teams in the finals don't have one? You know. Like, it seems like both these teams are proving you don't need, like, a pure point guard. I don't know. What do you guys think?
I think you can get away with a couple of ball handlers. I think it's more important to just have size at every position.
Yeah. Guys who could switch. Guys who could hit threes. That's it. You know? I feel like, just ball handlers. That's a good
point. Have you seen some of the Knicks stuff as far as the rumor mill and all that?
Yeah. I mean, Juice, Bank, what were you guys seeing? I mean, we're seeing, like, the same shit, no? It's just, like, Mitchell and
I saw
Brunson.
The D'Angelo Russell instead of going for, like, a Brunson or a Sexton. I saw that. But I think that's it. It's been pretty kind of quiet. I think we're waiting for the finals to be done, and then I think everything is going to just light
up. Yeah, I'm expecting everything. It's been real quiet on the rumor mill all over the league.
Do you feel comfortable paying Brunson $30 million a year?
I don't.
No. Hell no.
I don't. The three of us all love Emmanuel Quickly, and I think most Knicks fans do. Roll with him. See what you got. You got some other good guards. Rose, Deuce. I'm more interested in like a stretch five type, you know?
Yeah. yeah,
than anything. Or, you know, a swingman who can, you know, defend all five positions, like something crazy like that, like than a point guard at this point. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I feel like the front office and the coaches, they I don't know. They don't seem to be aligned with the fan base ever. So who knows what's gonna happen there.
Yeah, I did see the D'Angelo Russell thing. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, you got to see it, you know, 82 games or however many games he played. Obviously he was on that Kenny Atkinson team, but I don't know. There's just something about his motor. I don't see it, right? Like, he just has this, like, laid back, like, I don't give a fuck. Like,
he's a snitch.
That too. That too, obviously.
Well, it's been years.
Yeah, that was crazy. That was a long time ago. But yeah, I don't know. I just don't see it. He just always has the same expression. He doesn't seem like he plays with a lot of energy. He looked horrible in the playoffs this year. I don't know.
Like, I like him. He's a good player, but, I mean, what is he doing for the Knicks? I don't know.
You know what, though? It's like, his value is so low. Like, it's almost like if you could get off a couple of contracts, maybe, and get them, and maybe give up a pick or something.
Do they
like
want
that.
Julius Randle?
Not so bad.
What's his contract? Is it a lot of money owed to him, or no?
I think he gets $30 million.
Oof.
The season.
Yeah, I don't feel good about that.
That's tough.
I know.
I'm so cool with, like, running with Quickly. Honestly.
Yeah. I think most Knicks fans are, and, like, he's been, like, out, you know what I mean? Like, he's, like, everywhere, right? He's at Rangers games. He was at what else? Well, he was at some benefit, some banquet. Him and Obi recently. They were all dressed up. Oh, Tracy Morgan. Something with Tracy Morgan. I don't know. He's just been, like, out on the town. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I really have a good feeling about him, about Quickly.
Yeah.
He just needs more time.
Like, they're not close anywhere to being a contender.
Correct.
So just see what you have.
Yeah. Trust the process.
Draft well.
Yeah.
Draft well this draft, and I don't know. I just don't want to overspend and give up assets for, like, a middling player.
Like Russell.
Exactly.
Yeah, like, I do like him, but it's just like for this fit, it just doesn't seem like right, you know.
Yeah. Plus the Heat, Donovan Mitchell to the Heat talk is that seems to be making the most sense, right?
I could see it happening.
Yeah. That seems to be like, oh, we're missing like one piece, because Jimmy had to do like everything, you know. They're like,
which is not really his game. Like, which is not really his game. He's not. I get he can do it, but that's like really not his like type of style to like carrying someone scoring 40 points in a game. That came out of nowhere. I didn't expect that at all.
Neither did I.
Yeah, he went off. But he also had like a few games in the series where he was awful. So it was like,
yeah,
you know.
And he was banged up. He was banged up for sure.
He's always banged up. Yeah,
he's a tough. He's a hell of a player.
Yeah, he's one of the.
What do you guys think of the shot game 7?
Yeah, I was gonna ask that next.
Yeah.
Honestly, right, he makes it. It's like, oh, my God, yeah, great shot, you know, but of course he missed it. I mean, you know, he goes to the hole, he gets fouled, makes the foul shot, you know. I don't know. It's so tough. It's so tough.
I think I was good with it.
He's open, not, right? I mean,
he's not a good three-point shooter.
I agree. I was okay with it.
But I'm okay with it. Yeah, I'm okay with it. The percentages aren't good, but hey, you want to go for the win? Fuck it, you know? Whatever.
It's like, who would Heat fans rather have shoot it, you know?
Right. Duncan Robinson? God, what a waste
Max
of money.
Struss?
Yeah. Struss hits like one crazy three out of like 15.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where did he come from?
I don't know. Gabe Vincent? Where do these guys come from? I have no idea.
It's amazing how they just...
Yeah.
Kendrick Nunn, they always find these random ass guys.
Yep.
And playing.
Heat culture, even baby.
It's fucking annoying. Yeah.
But you know what? Bam was pretty bad in the series. Hero was banged up. You know, they really kind of fell apart. Duncan Robinson, a complete no-show in the playoffs after they just paid him. So yeah, I don't know. They're definitely looking to make a big move. I could see it. I could see, like, Heat definitely, they're going to get somebody. Riley's got something.
I was surprised with Bam, because in the bubble against Boston in the playoffs, he averaged like 30-20.
Yeah, the bubble, yeah. Man, I mean, there's really, you know, they
what was going on in that bubble?
They got to do a 30 for 30 on that bubble. There has to be a documentary of some sort of like what went down behind the scenes, and just like the players that just like so many players just exploded in that bubble, like that we haven't seen since, you know. But I mean, Harrow, he did get the sixth man this year, so it's not like that was a complete flash.
Rangers.
201 Rangers.
All right.
Let's go.
Rangers definitely do have like the best like after the goal. I don't know if other team has that, has like a little thing like that. Well, actually, the Islanders had the right? Didn't they have something like that?
Yes, chant.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not as good, though.
No, they stole
that.
Yeah.
They stole that from Daniel Bryan.
That's right. That's right.
Not what a close. Shot.
So, yeah, man. Fun stuff. All right. So, I don't know. Anything else on NBA before we...
What were we just talking about? I feel like we were in the middle
bubble,
of the
bubble. The bubble.
Yeah, talking about Harrow, how... We thought he was bubble boy, but he won sixth man of the year, so obviously he could play.
He's good. That's why, like, I didn't understand. I also don't understand the, I guess, sending him to Utah. I guess, yeah, you're going to get Donovan Mitchell, but it just seems like Hero is so Miami to me. I don't know. He just fits them.
Yeah.
And I think he's only getting better. I don't know. I'm also not as high on Donovan Mitchell as everybody else is.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, no, he's definitely being a little inflated here, especially because he had a pretty disappointing playoffs. And
it's almost like we made a mistake. We should have taken him. So now we're trying to recoup that mistake by trying to get him. So he's always, like, talked about.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I for how good people talk about him being, I feel like the Utah Jazz should have done better.
Yeah. Yeah, no, exactly.
Exactly. Also, I don't know if you could play him with Lowry, and they're still on the hook for 2 years, like 60-something million with Lowry.
Ugh. Lowry's terrible to watch.
Yeah, he's cooked.
He's brutal. Yeah.
He's fat.
I know. Well, he was always like that, no?
Yeah. But he's like, he didn't look good out there, man.
He supposedly, I don't know if he still does this, but I remember years ago hearing that he would, you know, he'd be hitting up the fast food joints late night, like consistently. Like, he was just big on that. Eating
sure looks
like yeah, he does. So yeah, Heat are definitely primed to make a big move, but yeah, we'll see. Once these finals are over, it's gonna start heating up the trade rumors and all that good stuff. And then free agency is July 1st again.
Yeah, I think the draft first, right? NBA draft.
Draft is June 23rd. So,
wow, it's so fast. Wow.
Yeah, we're 3 weeks away from the draft and then a month away from free agency and all that good stuff. So,
and then it's football season before you know it.
And then football. Should we talk about baseball a little bit?
Yeah, why not?
Baseball and hockey?
Baseball and hockey in one pod. Yeah, Juice, you went to your second Yankee game.
Listen, I'll tell you this. There's something to be said.
Here
about
we go.
going to a Yankee game and not going to fucking Billy's. Not going to Billy's before.
I agree.
Something good to be said, or?
Something good, man. Like,
yeah.
I didn't
get to enjoy, like, yeah. I
didn't spend $250 before I even got into the stadium.
Yeah.
I feel like whether you get 6 beers or 10 shots and 10 beers, you're always on the hook for $250 to $300.
Did you see batting practice or no?
No. We got there. I mean, we got there for the national anthem, which I haven't done in years.
Wow.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was a good time. I went with a 9-year-old, so he was loving every second of it.
Yeah.
The chicken tenders, chicken bucket.
Yo, I think that might be the best deal in New York City: a bucket of chicken tenders and fries for like $21.
How was the food?
Okay.
Food there is great.
What else did you get?
I got that. What else did we get? No, we didn't get too much there, but he didn't want the ice cream, actually. We didn't do the ice cream and the helmet thing. But
oh, damn.
Listen, they got everything there. You want steak, you want sushi. Like, the people in front of me were eating, like, edamame. You know what I mean? They got everything.
I like those little steak sandwiches.
Yeah.
Is that the Jersey Mike's?
No, it's I forget what they're called.
Okay.
Damn it, Jersey, they have a Jersey Mike's. They have a Wendy's. They have a Hard Rock Cafe. They have Lobel's Steak. They have bacon on
Lobel's,
steak.
Lobel's.
Lobel's is amazing. It's incredible.
There's a Wendy's?
There's a Wendy's there. Wow. Yeah, there's so much stuff.
Yeah, I did the Legends 1 year. Shouts to Nicky Piz again. Islanders, the Yankees, he worked for both, so he hooked it up. So I sat first row right next to the Yankees dugout. And you get access to, the buffet underneath there. And it's insane. It's like, filet mignon, lobster, caviar, all that fancy shit. It's nuts. Feels weird, though, doing that at a baseball game. I prefer the, dirty water dogs, pretzel. It's not even that good.
The basics,
the premium. Oh, the premio Italian sausage. Love that.
Oh yeah.
That's like messy as hell.
That's a Giant Stadium staple.
What's that?
Nachos.
I said that's a Giant Stadium staple.
Oh yeah. I mean, premio. Yeah, the premio is great. It's great. I like the hot, not the sweet. Cool. So Yankees and Mets are like killing it right now. It's crazy. So we'll see. We'll see.
It's gonna be a hot summer, folks.
Yeah, it's only it's only June 1st, so there's a lot of baseball to be played. Maybe I'll start tuning in a little bit more in July and August.
You told me you were gonna run the field. What happened?
So, I have a question. What's gonna happen with Aaron Judge?
He's coming back.
They're gonna pay him.
I mean,
yeah.
Fans will riot unless he just wants to. He's from LA. No, he's from Cali, right?
Yeah, Fresno, I think.
I mean,
something like that.
But now, like, the deal that they offered him, or I mean, the deal that he wanted, is that going to be the deal he takes? He's going to want even more.
No, they offer him $275 million. So based on this year, I'm assuming he's going to get like $1.1 billion.
Yeah. he's going to get $350 minimum.
Jesus.
They're going to have to give him Yes Network.
But like you said, Juice, they're charging.
Oh, score, yes, Rangers.
Score! They charge $21 for chicken buckets. Like, they can afford it, so.
Yeah, clearly. Right. Yeah, Yankees are shitting out money, clearly. Yeah, I mean, Judge, he's one of the, faces of baseball, right? So it's only right that he's on, like the flagship team, right?
Yep.
So yeah, he'll be a Yankee. Yeah. I don't see him going anywhere else. So yeah.
Nah, we need some good Yankee home playoff games. Nothing like it.
Yeah, those are fun.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Rangers and Yankees playoffs. It's great. I'll admit, I've said it before. I've been a terrible baseball fan. Just not as into it as I used to. But, once the finals are over and hockey's over and all that, I'll get into it.
For sure.
Yeah. Like to get down to a game. So we'll see. But what else? Oh, the match. Who won that shit? Is that still happening, Juice?
I think it just started. Just started.
Oh, it's at night?
Yeah, it was. They started at 6:30. It's probably still going on. I taped it, but they're doing terrible from what I've seen and what people are saying. It's just like watching four amateur golfers.
Why? Wait, 6:30? It's on the west.
Yeah, it's in Vegas. It's in Las Vegas.
Oh, so it's 3 a.m. Oh, okay, okay, got it.
What they should have done, like they can't take the pros out of it. You're doing the match, right? You got to keep two pros in.
Yeah.
What they should have did was like. Keep maybe do like a Callaway thing where it's like John Rahm and then put Steph Curry in there. I mean, not now, but later on, and then get like Tiger Woods and Michael Jordan to do it.
Anytime I think about the match, I think about Mad Dog. Do you guys know what I'm getting at here? Where I think it was like the beginning of the pandemic, him like going crazy.
Yeah, he's going nuts.
He's like,
I do remember this.
He's like, get Brady and Peyton, have them talk about like. football, like just having him like talk about football. He's like, I don't want to see him play golf. Like he was just like flipping out about it. I don't know. I always think about that. But
yeah, the shots that I saw were really bad. Like they were hitting it into the crowd a lot. Tom Brady was just like, guys, we are professional football players. we can't do this. But the funniest part of the whole thing is just Tom Brady talking trash. He even makes fun of Aaron Rodgers, like he didn't even fuck.
Yeah, he's it's so funny when he was on the Patriots, like how private and quiet he was. And ever since he's left there, you know, he doesn't like, he's just like, he's all over social media. Now he's getting a TV deal. He's in all these commercials. Was he ever in commercials when he was a Pat? I feel like never.
No,
I don't remember.
I kind of like him now.
No, I do. I do. I mean,
I love Tom Brady.
Yeah.
I love
him. But like it was almost like when he was on the Pats, like he almost like wasn't allowed to do a lot of these things.
I bet people see that too. Players in the league and they're like, I'm not going to New England.
Yeah. I want the endorsement deals. I want to be on you know, like I want all that. Like, yeah, Brady clearly like stepped. I mean, he's like a totally different person. Yeah, I love him, and it's gonna be interesting once he. I don't know when this will be, but like when he gets, you know, when he finally gets on TV, there, how he is. But people seem to think he'll be great. I have a feeling he will be.
I have a question about that. Like, why are these guys making so much money?
I don't know.
Yeah,
have we talked about this yet on the pod before? Or no,
I don't know.
Yeah, because like when you're watching a game, you don't watch for the commentators. I'm still watching to see Joe Burrow. I don't give a fuck if it's Troy Aikman, Joe Buck, or whoever the fuck. Like, why is
that?
Yeah,
I'm really not exactly. I'm not really one of these guys like who notices the commentators. Some people are very picky with that. Like they like, I have to mute it. I can't hear this guy. I never really.
Yeah, but yeah, like if you're a Jet fan and you turn a game on and it's like Kevin Burkhardt instead of Troy Aikman, you're not gonna be like, let me get this Carolina Panthers game on.
This sucks.
I can't watch this anymore. Like, they don't add anything really.
I know. I know some Giant fans who like hate hearing Romo. You know, I personally, I love Romo. I think he's great because he's different from other, you know, color analysts, right? He'll like actually like deep dive and get into it. And I have a feel. I feel like Brady will do the same.
Yeah, like Romo in the beginning, I think it was cool because like you're getting the player perspective.
Yeah.
But he went overboard with it. Now he's just annoying. He's like a smart know-it-all, like just annoying.
Well, he's feeling himself. Yeah, he's feeling himself now. He's getting
this. But like he started this, right? He started the trend. They gave him a boatload of money, and now everybody's getting it.
Well, no, who should get it is what's his face?
Ian Eagle.
Oh no, Ian's the best. Ian's the goat.
Eagle's the best.
But no,
I love when he's doing Jet games. That's one guy I noticed when he's doing a Jet game. I feel like they're gonna win. I just, it's good vibes.
Well, I think he grew up a Jet fan. I don't know, but yeah, I know what you're saying. But no, I was gonna say what's his face, former Broncos corner.
Aqib Talib.
Talib.
Yeah. They should give him all the money. Awesome. He's the best.
I remember I heard it on Red Zone. I'm like, who is this guy? He's the man.
Wasn't it him and like Gus Johnson?
Shocked. I was like, Aqib Talib. Like, whoa.
Wasn't it him and like Gus Johnson? Aren't they the tandem?
Yeah. Wow, that's a tandem.
Which
yeah.
is like the greatest yeah. tandem ever. I need more of that. I need more Gus Johnson and Aqib Talib. That would
Whoever the Monday night like trio from last year was like the worst announcing crew. It was like Louis Riddick,
Steve Levy.
Yeah, they were so bad.
Oh, Levy, yeah.
But you know what? I watched all the Monday night games. It really didn't matter. You know?
Well, so, I watched it with Eli and Peyton. That's what I did.
Oh, those were cool too, yeah.
Yeah, I like those. I didn't always have it on, but yeah, I mean a lot of times with football, I mean I'll just like I really don't care too much about the commentation, you know, commentating and whatnot.
Like, does Mike, like, Mike Breen is the voice now of the NBA.
Right.
Right? Like, I don't think he's getting $20 million, or some of these guys getting $30 million, but now, you know, Tom Brady's getting, he's never done it in his life.
Crazy.
Yeah, like, what is he going to do? Is that, like, is that a studio gig, or is he going to be, like, play-by-play?
He's a color analyst.
For sure going to be color guy, or is he going to be like next to Strahan?
Yeah,
like,
no, it's him. It's him and Burkhardt.
And it's a lot of money. It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
I don't get it. It makes no sense to me.
I guess
he's bad at it. What if people hate him?
Right. Well, maybe the Fox just thinks like, okay, like, you know, more people will tune into this game because Brady's talking. I don't know. And I'm sure they're right. I'm sure more people will. The four of us are going to buy. You're telling me you're not going to be interested in like hearing at least the first few games.
I'll be interested, but if it's like Carolina Jacksonville, and it's Tom Brady, and on the other channel it's like, you know, the Chiefs and the Bills, I'm probably not going to watch the Carolina game.
That brings me to my next question. I thought Aikman and Buck, I thought that was the, they get the national game, right? So like,
no, they get the Monday night. They're the Monday night crew now.
Oh, they're the Monday night crew now.
Yeah.
So they're going to ESPN?
Yes.
Oh, I must have missed that.
Me too.
Yeah. Aikman got another deal like that. He got one of those deals.
Wow. So they're going to ESPN. Wow. So they're going to Monday Night Football. Wow, that's pretty serious.
How about this? Kirk Herbstreit's going to Amazon to call NFL games because the money was so good.
Jeez. Oh, no. Really? I didn't hear that. You're kidding.
Yeah. Like, Kirk Herbstreit is...
He's not doing college anymore?
He's college football, and he bounced. He left.
Ah. Oh, that's hard. That's kind of heartbreaking.
Yeah.
That whole Amazon thing is really stupid. Like, I was like, oh, I'm going to put on the Yankee game. I was like, what the hell? What channel is it on? And then I looked it up. It's on Amazon. So I'm like, what is this shit?
They're going to own some of the Amazon's going to own everything.
Pointless, though.
It's stupid.
Some of the Mets games, I think, are on Apple TV or whatever it is. And the thing is, like, who's, you know, the Mets fans that are like 60 or 70 years old, having the, like,
I know.
It's a ball!
What a crazy game.
The Oilers Avalanche game, wasn't it like 8-6 last night?
Yeah, yep.
That's insane. 14 goals. But this game's crazy too, yeah.
This goalie was good. What happened?
Fun.
But like, yeah, like how are these like older fans supposed to fucking watch the Mets? You know what I mean? Like they're not. You got to figure out getting Apple TV.
Yeah,
fucking
no.
Forget
listen, I'm 36. When someone tells me a series is on Apple TV, I'm like, all right, I guess I can't watch it.
Yeah, no, same. I don't have Apple TV.
Done.
Yeah, like whatever, like Peacock or whatever it is.
Yeah. Notre Dame did that a few football games this year. I couldn't watch.
Yeah, that's annoying. I don't like that. You know? I don't like it. I don't like it.
I don't like it.
But, yeah, we'll see. Anything else, guys?
Have you guys been to the movies at all? Top Gun?
I'm waiting for I'm waiting for Jurassic Park. I'll go see that in the theater. IMAX.
I'm going to see Top Gun probably this week at some point or weekend. I got to figure it out. But
you guys have to see Top Gun. Have to.
That good, huh?
It's so good. It's so good.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to go back and watch it again.
Miles Teller and was a guy, Pete Howell is his name?
Yeah.
Who's hotter?
Tom Cruise.
Or Tom Cruise. Does Tom Cruise have his shirt off, though, on the beach playing
volleyball? Yeah,
he does?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to
call my position. He probably looks amazing. I'm sure.
The actual jet scenes with the F-18s are insane, and when you're in the theater and you have all that sound around you, it's really crazy. I couldn't sleep after I watched it.
Wow!
Because my adrenaline was like through the roof. I was like, oh my god!
Wow!
Take my breath away.
The one downfall was that song is not in the movie, unfortunately.
What's his flying to the danger zone? What was that
Kenny? Danger zone's in there? Yeah,
that's in there.
Oh yeah,
nice.
Danger smoke.
Was that Kenny Loggins or was that Kenny Loggins? Yeah.
So Top Gun came out in 1986, and that's like when, you know, like the late 80s was when Jordan was like fucking so popular, and like Air Jordan. So I remember going to my cousin's house, and he had all these VHS tapes, and all the Michael Jordan highlights are to like the Top Gun soundtrack. it's like him, and they have this one montage to Take My Breath Away, and it's just slow motion Michael Jordan dunking. It was amazing.
That's great.
The sex scene in the original Top Gun is the most quintessential 80s sex scene. Yeah. It's incredible.
Yes.
It's insane. It's like blue neon lights and like drapes.
and yeah, it's
oh, like softcore.
Oh yeah,
yeah, like sexy Oof. Sax man. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I'm starting to sweat thinking about it. Honestly,
shout out to Meg Ryan in the first one. Oh my gosh, she was hot.
What yeah. happened to Meg Ryan?
She's a piece. She's a piece. She was on. Was she on Curb recently?
Really?
Yeah, she had a little work dog.
Yeah, she didn't look great.
Yeah.
I don't know if she's aged well. But yeah, Top Gun was never one of my favorites. I mean, I've seen it. It's been a long time.
I really like the original, but I like the second one better.
Second one better, okay. Who are they fighting? Are they fighting China? Russia?
Well, no, it's like the school. The Top Gun school.
Oh, they don't actually fight anyone?
Well, actually they do at the end. I don't want to give too much away, but they don't reveal the villain.
Oh, okay.
So there could be a Top Gun 2? Or no?
Nah.
Yeah, another one after this, you mean?
Yeah.
I guess there could be, but I doubt it. I think this is it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm definitely big into, you know, the Jurassic Park movies. So, love the dinosaurs. So, I'm definitely going to see that. That comes out this week or next week?
I think so.
But I'll see that IMAX.
Who's the main actor?
T-Rex?
Tyrannosaurus, duh. No.
He's back.
Velociraptor. Chris...
Pratt?
Chris Pratt, yeah.
I think they brought back a lot of the originals, too. Like, Jeff Goldblum.
Dinosaurs? Yeah. Goldblum. He's been in a lot of them.
That's really good.
Who else? Oh, what's her face? Laura Dern. Yeah, they brought her back. Yeah, I think all the originals came back for this one. So
who was the big guy?
The big
well, he
guy.
He died, right?
What do you mean?
He died. So
what do you mean the
With
big
the
guy?
Glasses.
The
glasses.
Oh, Hammond. John Hammond.
Oh, the old guy. Yeah, he's probably not with us
Welcome
anymore.
Welcome to Jurassic Park.
He was like 90 in like 94. So when the first one came out in 93.
Yeah.
Life finds a way.
Yeah. Yeah, but supposedly this is the last one, which is kind of sad. I don't believe it, but, you know, we'll see.
Jurassic Park.
Yeah, we'll see.
Did you guys see Doctor Strange?
No.
I refuse.
Are you guys into the Marvel? Or no.
Nah, I gotta try. Just I never really give
it's,
it. A
it's too much.
I think
it's
I told
too much.
You. Like I'll watch the main ones, right? I'm okay with Spider-Man and that, but like once you tell me I have to watch like a movie about Ultron, I don't know who that is. Like I'm sorry. It's
yeah,
like,
they just go. They get OD with it. Batman is as far as I go for. Comic book character,
superhero.
Yeah, superhero. I saw the Batman recently. It was good. It was good. You know, I was into it. I like it. I think I still like I still think the Dark Knight, and even the one after that, the Dark Knight Rises, are like my two favorites. I think they're just so good. Those two movies.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, this one was good. It was funny how they made. Well, first off, Colin Farrell is the Penguin. It's crazy. It's crazy that's him. But they make him like a mob character. It's kind of funny. But,
Farrell is the Penguin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Crazy. I don't know how he got that gig. But you would never know. You would never know. It's wild. So. And there's definitely going to be another one. That's all I'll say.
For sure.
Yeah. I got to watch that
yeah,
one.
They kind of ended it, you know. Yeah, I won't spoil it. All right. Anything else?
Yeah.
Are we missing anything?
I think we covered it all.
All right. So by the time we come back, next time, we'll probably be, I don't know. Let's see.
NBA draft and the end of the finals would be my guess.
Well, when's game one's tomorrow. Are they doing it like, are they going to do every other day, or is it going to be like every few days? Like how long are they spreading this out?
Let me check. I think every 2 days, right?
Oh, every 2 days they're going to do this.
Let me see.
So game one's tomorrow, the second.
Tomorrow and then Sunday. So, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Sunday, then Wednesday.
So game
Sunday to Wednesday. They're really
so game, so 3 games in a week. Jesus.
Wednesday to Friday, and then Friday to Monday. So there's no Wait, I don't know.
Yeah, so by yeah, and then game six would maybe be so unless there's a sweep or someone wins in five.
Game seven could be June 19th.
Wow. Game 7, June 19th. Holy shit. All right. So, Three weeks
for one series.
So, yeah, this series might still be going on next time we come back. So, yeah, well, I'm sure we'll have a lot to talk about. And, yeah, I think we'll take care. Comb your hair.
Take it easy.
See ya.